Hey, North Coast, Chris with you here again. We're doing our favorite characters in the Old Testament, and I've got a list of my favorite female characters in the Old Testament. It's a long list, and there's some amazing ones. And probably in my top three spot is a woman named Abigail. I love her because right off the bat, the Bible says she's married to a mean, surly dude named Nabal, and she's beautiful and intelligent. And right off the bat, the Bible says she didn't get the luck of the draw on this. Probably an arranged marriage. We find out Nabal's incredibly wealthy. Maybe that's why he got a beautiful, intelligent woman. For whatever how it started, she stuck with a pretty bad bonehead of a husband. Now here's where the story gets good. David at the time, the young guy with the sling that went after Goliath, was whispered in his ear, "You're going to be king," but he's not king yet. In fact, the current king is Saul, and he's a bonehead of a king. And he's chasing David, trying to kill David, because he knows one day David will probably get his throne. So David's out in the wilderness, hiding out. And the Bible says there's 600 guys that rally around David, and yet most of these guys are discontents, rebel rounders, maybe they got a warrant out for their name. And so he's got a biker gang of 600 men. He's camping out in the fields next to Nabal, married to Abigail, next to his spread. 1,000 goats, 3,000 sheep. And the Bible said it's shearing time. This is payday time for Nabal. It should also be a time of generosity. So David sends some of his men down to the spread, the ranch of Nabal, and says, "Look, I'm the leader of the 600 bikers. We've been hanging out next to your flock for months. We've never stolen anything. Not once did one of my biker dudes go and barbecue one of your lambs, although we could have. Now we're just asking, could you sacrifice a few for us? Can we have some to celebrate?" And Nabal rips David. "Who do you think you are? You're a runaway slave. I don't have to pay any attention to you." And just mocks him in front of his guys. So David tells his biker gang, "Mount up, let's ride." One of the servants at the ranch runs to Abigail, beauty and intelligence, and says, "You can't believe what your husband just did. He just disgraced David. Of David and Goliath, he just disgraced him. Can you do something?" Here's the story. 1 Kings chapter 25. I'm sorry, 1 Samuel 25, verse 18. Abigail lost no time at all. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 seahs of roasted grain, 100 cakes of raisins, 200 cakes of pressed figs, loaded them on donkeys, plural. Then she told her servants, "Go on ahead, I'll follow you." But she didn't tell her husband Nabal what she was doing. When Abigail saw David, verse 23, she quickly got off her donkey, bowed down to the ground before David with her face to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, "My Lord, let the blame be on me alone. Please let your servant speak to you. Hear what your servant has to say. My Lord, pay no attention to that wicked man Nabal. He is just like his name. His name means fool. Folly goes with him. But as for me, your servant, I did not see the men that my master sent. Now, since the Lord has kept you, my master, from bloodshed," and she goes on for about 10 more verses. Get the scene. David's pride has been hurt. David has just taken an oath in front of his men. "We're going to ride into the ranch and we're going to kill all the guys, including Nabal." Abigail has nothing to lose but an idiot husband. She knows he's an idiot. But she loads up donkeys with figs and raisins and dates. She gets animals ready for barbecue and she goes out to David. She gets off what she is riding because David's walking. She falls on the ground. And she repeatedly calls him, "My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, I'm your servant, my master, my Lord, I'm your servant." I love this story. She knows the pride's been hurt. She knows if she just rides in and says, "Hey, would this be okay? Now you got a woman doing a man's job, maybe even more of a disgrace to David." She knows that pride has been hurt. She's the superior. She's the wealthy. She's riding. David is walking. She gets off her animal and bows to the ground and calls him her Lord, her master. She builds the pride back up. She sees where justice should be done, and she takes it into her own hands, even though she had nothing to lose. I love this woman, Abigail. Where in your position do you get off your horse? Where in life do you see injustice is done and I can do something? And where do you see all of your possessions as a way to help those who could use them at this time? Because let's face it, we've got enough. Oh, by the way, end of the story. Word comes back to Nabal. "Here's what your wife just did. She took off with your storehouse and gave it to the bikers." Nabal gets so furious, he has a stroke and dies. David sends a letter to the ranch. "Dear Abigail, would you like to become Mrs. David?" And the rest lives happily ever after. What a story. Get off your horse. Find a place to serve. Use what you have to bless others.